End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. All right, Fat, come on. Something nice.
Yeah, this is a nice one, and it's very topical.
Okay.
Right. Mm. A father and his son were driving along, Jim, and the son said, "Dad, why is my sister's name Paris?" "Because we conceived her in Paris." "Thanks, Dad. No problem, quarantine."
Oh, my God.
Because they conceived him
that's
in
it,
quarantine.
Bill, which has been going for about 5 weeks. So well, he's already up and talking, that kid.
Hey, now, here's a joke, Jim.
Yes, come on.
Three nuns die in a car crash, unfortunately, poor old nunny, and they've sent up to heaven. There's an angel at the gate waiting for them, and she has one question for each nun. They answer it correctly, they get into heaven. So the angel asks the first nun, "Who was the first man on earth?" Nun one says, "Adam." "Yes, well done, you can go in." Turns to the second nun.
One.
Nun two, "Who was the first woman on earth?" She says, "Eve." "Well done, you go in." Now turns to the third nun and says, "I'm afraid this question is rather difficult. What did Eve say when she saw Adam?" Third nun was thinking. She said, "Oh, that's a hard one." "Correct, you're in two."
Oh, no, Bill. Come on, Bill. No, thank you. No.
Can you see what happened there, Jim?
Oh, my God.
Ah, it's been a good show, and we'll finish it off with a very good little joke. And if you don't like it, I've got another one, Jim, just in case.
No, just the one.
Just in case.
Someone broke into my house yesterday, Jim. You wouldn't believe it. And they pinched my limbo stick. "Really? Seriously? How low can you go?"
Oh, no. You could see that coming down the tracks, couldn't you? Like, it was like one of those locomotive trains.
All right.
Oh, you're giving up on that one.
Yeah. A teacher asked her students, Jim, to use the word fascinate in a sentence. Little John and Johnny down the back raise his hand, right? We're always worried when little Johnny's got something to say, but the teacher hesitated because she'd been burnt by Johnny before, as we all have, Jim.
Yes.
She finally decided there was no way he could damage the word fascinate, so she called on him. "Okay, Johnny, what do you got?" He said, "Well, my aunt Judy has a sweater with 10 buttons, but her boobs are so big she can only fascinate."
Oh, that's the single worst joke I've ever heard. That's the worst joke I've ever heard.
It's pretty... can only fascinate.
It doesn't get better when you repeat the poor punchline.
I like it.
What the hell? Honestly.
We had a great show.
No.
And he's just finished it
with
the
that.
Best. Limbo
two
and fascinate.
Pieces of poo.
Ah, Jimmy, this one's a bit like me. An oldie but a goodie.
Oh, no.
A farmer has three daughters, Jim, and they're all going on their first date on the same night, which is interesting. The farmer, being overprotective of them, decides to greet each suitor at the door with a shotgun. The first boy comes along. "Hi, my name is Joe. I'm here to take Flo to the show. Is she ready to go?"
Everyone's heard it.
The farmer looks at him, thought, "That's not bad. I'll let you go. Good on you. Have a great night, kids." Second bloke turns up at the door, Jim. "Hi, my name is Freddie. I'm here to get Betty. We're going to get some spaghetti. Is she ready?" "Not bad," says the farmer. Still got his shotgun, Jim. Poor old third bloke turns up. "Hi, my name is Chuck," and the farmer shoots him.
Bill, Jim, that joke.
You know what Chuck was going to do?
Thank you, Bill. I got half an understanding. That joke was told by Kerry O'Keefe on Triple M Cricket about 4 years ago and has gone around the world. So you've stolen from the great Kerry O'Keefe a joke that everyone already knows.
All right. A little thing walked into a bank and try and get a loan. And his old man was a Rolling Stone.
Oh, man. Stop him from talking.
Have a great weekend. Happy Anzac Day to everyone. Get listening to Triple M 5:30 tomorrow morning. Why wouldn't you? Get up and listen to Triple M.
Oh, my God.
Driveways at dawn. I like it.
Stop talking, Bill.
Shut up, Brad. Stop eating, Brad.
You can talk, fatty.
Fat as a fool.